Hello dear listeners, James here. I'm sitting in my studio at the end of a busy Saturday. Beth had a training course in Cambridge today, and so we jumped in the car and drove to Cambridge and dropped her off at, I think it was a sixth form college, although all these colleges now have all the very clever names like Training Academy and Educational Establishment. I made that one up. So anyway, we dropped her off at the place, and then we thought, what are we going to do today? Because we had to get back to see her at about 4:30 or 4 o'clock. And so we thought, we're going to go swimming. And so we looked for a swimming pool in Cambridge. I'd already done that, actually, the day before, and I'd found one called Abbey, the Abbey Pool, which is out on the top right-hand side, because that's how geography works. So we drove out there, only to discover that the public swimming time wasn't until midday, so oops, we played in the park for a little while instead. And there was literally just next door was something called, it wasn't called Chobham Common, but a piece of common land as well, and we played there. It was lovely and windy, but we couldn't get the kite to stay up. We also threw a frisbee around, kicked a football. Christopher went off for just standing in the middle of a field, because it's quite nice to stand in the middle of a field sometime. And I got a little bit of sunburnt because I wasn't expecting to be out there quite as long as I was. But then we went back into the swimming pool, had a fantastic swim, because there was hardly anyone there. And I subsequently discovered that it's not the main swimming pool in Cambridge. I keep saying Canterbury. I guess it's the force of habit. But anyway, there's something called the Parkside Pools, and there's three of them. One's a proper full-on, you know, place, sort of place that if you're a really good swimmer, you go and practice. There's a family pool kind of thing, and there's a toddler pool with flumes. Now, I don't think the flumes are for the toddlers. I think it's just a leisure pool as well. So that's what we did. Oh, look, it froze up for a minute then. I'm on the Android app, by the way. So we went into the Abbey Pool, and it was really quiet, which was great because we could play with our beach balls and make a nuisance of ourselves. Even better because Beth wasn't there to tell us off. Then we went, and actually Beth didn't have to go to the afternoon session because it was very much of stuff she already knew, because she's brilliant. So we went to Tesco's and then we drove home. It was probably a good thing we drove home, because we are considering buying a new car tomorrow. There's a car up in Bletchley Way that we're going to go up and have a look at. But in case we want to do an immediate part exchange, we thought, get a little bit more for the car if you clean it up and make it look shiny. So we set to doing that. And so with the combination of running around the park, swimming, and having a good old scrub of the car, I think I'm really exhausted now. Justifiably so. I had a late night last night as well. But I've also got this rumbly thing in my ears. So I'm sitting in the studio nice and happily. I could have like a glass of beer to my right, but I haven't. I've got a nice big pint glass of water. It's been one of those very warm days, hasn't it? In short, just because I've got a minute and a half left, I would like to respond very briefly to Mr. Simon Toon's audio booth. So if you didn't listen to them, now's your opportunity to tune out. We seem to be having a record strange things that are going on outside, or strange animal noises, because Simon recorded something. I've got no... Well, my guess, and I don't know why it is I think that, I just get a sense it was a hedgehog. I don't know what the hedgehog was doing, or whether it was, you know, it seemed reasonably happy. And it wasn't one of those sort of harrowing noises. Certainly was intriguing. So it's just a shame the torch couldn't pick it out, really. And if it happens again, I'd be interested to find out what you discover. It's a shame you can't sort of hold it up to Google, like do a Shazam kind of thing on it. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? And the other thing was about kids recording audio booths. Now, you see, I think it takes a certain sort of child, a certain sort of personality in a child, not to just emulate the parents, but to actually really like doing it. And I think Mark Rock's kids do as well. He often points the microphone at them, and they quite have a lot of fun. As they get older, I think they'll become, you know, become more habitual. And I mean, I haven't heard from Pawaris too. Maybe they're not interested. Maybe they haven't had the opportunity because it's mum's toy, or dad's toy, of course, because Acrobat does it as well. But my two love to record as well. They haven't got audio boo just yet. But the age-related thing's another matter entirely. Anyway, I've got to close now because 5 minutes is up. I wish you a happy evening. Bye for now.